In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello again, church, and happy Friday. This is Friday of week two of our Advent journey, or Advent reflections. And you know, it's interesting, as I've been walking through these with you all, you know, this is, again, the end of week two, where we've chosen through this Advent season to sit in the longing, sit in the discomfort of the world not being right. And, you know, in a lot of ways, I was reminded of just how difficult and at times frustrating it can be to sit in this waiting. I mean, my heart is ready to celebrate Christmas. I want to move towards joy quicker than I think my spirit is ready. Or at least the way I feel God leading us through these. And, you know, I think it's difficult because in some respects, it's so counterintuitive to us. I mean, I think our lives are constituted by suppressing that sort of longing and that thing beneath the surface. We satisfy it with a next purchase, a nice meal, whatever it is. We numb it away with the binging of a Netflix series or whatever it is. But Advent, I'm reminded this year is the season to become more attuned with that longing, with that waiting. And I think, at least for me, and maybe it has been for you too, it's been difficult and challenging to continually come back to these episodes, these meditations, with that spirit of quiet meditation and reflection on the harsher side of life, the challenging side of life. You know, I was reminded of Paul's words in Romans 8, you know, where he's talking about this. He says, "We know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time." I think that's such a good image of what Advent is, right? It's the whole creation groaning, as if childbearing pain. I mean, I've never given birth. I've witnessed it, and I've seen the pain that it goes through. But what's beautiful about that pain is on the other side of it is new life. And I think Paul is using that metaphor very intentionally, that the very pain that we walk through now, the longing for the world to be made right, that we have become attuned to these past 2 weeks, is sharpening our thinking for new life, for the incarnation, for the arrival of Jesus, and ultimately the arrival of his kingdom. And so that is what our hearts are tuned towards and are longing for. Well, today is Friday, and Friday means that we engage in the prayer of examine together. And again, these have been challenging as we consider the examine in Advent as a way of looking back on the week through the lens of how God has been meeting us in that longing. Where has God been in that? And so I invite you to join us again if you have not done these with us before. The exam is a simple practice where we slow down, ask a few questions, and allow the Holy Spirit to highlight things that God was doing throughout our past week. A practice that the church has been doing for a long time, followers of Jesus have used for a long time, to help reflect, to help slow down, and to live a more focused life, a more contemplative life on God's movement. So with that, let's jump in to today's examine. I invite you, as we start, to just relax in God's presence. Maybe it's, again, your way of slowing down and centering yourself is through a breath prayer. Maybe it's just getting into that right posture before God, but become aware to God's presence, to God's love, and to God's goodness right here where you are. As you become aware of his presence, your mind may begin to race and to jump from one thing to the next. Just let those thoughts pass through. Hold them for a moment and let them go. Now, as you become aware of God's presence with you, I invite you to move into a time of gratitude. I want you to invite the Holy Spirit to highlight those ways in which this, or for what this past week has brought that you are especially grateful for? Was it simply the gift of another day? Maybe love and support that you received from friends or family? Maybe it was a specific event that took place this past week that you're just grateful for. Allow your heart to be filled with gratitude right now. And now, with your heart fixed towards gratitude, I want you to invite the Holy Spirit again to help you as we review the past week. I want you to think back over the events of the past week and almost playing them back as scenes from a movie. What took place throughout your week? What were the big moments, the subtle moments, the ordinary moments? As you review your week, pay attention to the emotions, the hesitations, maybe your hopes, your regrets, your longings. Where did you feel joy? Where were you troubled this past week? What challenged you that brought you to the place of prayer? Where did you see God's beauty this past week? Or maybe as we've been looking and becoming more aware of our longing for the world to be made right, where did you see the brokenness of the world this past week? Where did your heart ache? As you consider that ache in your heart, I want you to look towards what is your response. In light of all that we've just reviewed with the Spirit about this past week, what is the response to God? Imagine it's a mix of emotions, something from thanksgiving to repentance, maybe peace or longing, petition. Could be any one or a collection of those emotions. Spend a moment in prayer with God, holding those emotions, speaking them to Him, being honest about where you're at. As you close that time of prayer with God, I invite you to begin to look forward to tomorrow and the next week. What comes to mind as you consider the week ahead? What attitude and spirit do you desire to enter into this next week? Ask the Holy Spirit to give you the resolve to face a new week, as we wait for Christmas, as we long for the world to be made right. Ask for the Spirit's leading and how you may be proactive in meeting this next week. And as we close our time, just return to that posture of gratitude, recognizing that all things, life itself, is a gift. From that posture of gratitude, let me read our closing prayer for the week. How long, O Lord, must we suffer under evil and darkness? Shine your light on me this day, that my life would point to your coming glory, by which the world will be healed and your people set free through Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Amen. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.